Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community here this morning, here with Melissa Buckman-Young. As a matter of fact, the new Associate Circuit Judge for Audrain County for the 12th Judicial Circuit. I hope I have all that right. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will be here at the Audrain County Courthouse primarily, but we're a three-county circuit made up of Audrain, Montgomery, and Warren counties.
So you'll be hearing cases in all of those counties, as I understand it. Is that how that will work?
As the docket assignments will lay out, I will have occasions to go to the other counties. I'll be primarily right here in Audrain County.
Okay, so the position opened because Linda Hamlet, after years on the bench, decided to retire, and the position became open. What made you want to apply for that position, and walk us through how all of that works?
So it's actually been a career goal of mine for quite some time, and Linda Hamlet, I believe that she's a mentor to me. I have watched her on the bench. I've watched her other judges on the bench. And I just knew that that was a good step for me to take. That's honestly where I would like to be for several years. Really for the rest of my career, I would like to continue serving our community in that way. As far as the actual appointment process, this is something we've had a lot of questions on, because our system here is an election system for judges, but because Judge Hamlet has not completed her last term, it's a governor appointment. And so that process is that you actually fill out an application, and then there's letters of reference that are also sent into the governor's office, and then the governor's office will conduct interviews, and then there's a decision made by the governor after that.
So did you actually get to interview with the governor, or it's just with his staff that kind of talked to you throughout this whole thing?
Yeah, primarily with his governor's counsel, which is Evan Rodriguez.
Okay. So how long did it take from start to finish, from whenever you apply to find out that you actually have the appointment? And was there a set date, or you just kind of have to stay close and look for that email or that phone call?
Yeah, so it was really about 2 months length of time, which is not at all something that is set in stone. These appointments could take months and months. They could be very quick. I think ours was fairly quick compared to, you know, some others that might take longer, because it really is. It's a time frame that's out of your hands.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now, you will, I would assume you would run again for this whenever it does come up. When does that position come up on the ballot?
Yeah, so this is a 2-year filling of the rest of Judge Hamlet's term, so it'll be up in 2026, and 100%, I fully intend on running. I really do plan on serving Audrain County in this position for many years.
Certainly. I'm curious as to maybe some of the differences of being an attorney to being a judge will look like for you. What do you believe that will look like? What are some of the biggest changes?
I would say one of the biggest changes is I'm not really going to be my own boss anymore. I've owned my own business now for over a decade, and so it's going to be a little bit different not having my schedule to myself. Of course, now I don't fully have that either with court dates, and it's really going to be the same way working at the courthouse too, but of course, I guess I'm in charge of, to some extent, about what that calendar will look like. But my role as guardian ad litem in the county puts me in a neutral position anyway. So I think that that's going to translate very well to that judicial role of being a neutral person in that litigation, in whatever court hearing, court case that may be. And the other types of law that I do on a daily basis are all types of law that the associate judge sees. I do a lot of landlord-tenant law. I represent a couple of our smaller towns, Martinsburg and Farber. I'm the City of Mexico's prosecutor. So I do quite a bit of probate work. All of those types of law are what the associate judge is going to be handling.
So what happens to the law office since you become a judge? Are you still able to keep your law office, or what happens with that?
Well, thanks for asking that question. I've had that question a lot in the last 2 weeks, and unfortunately, you can't do both. When you are an associate judge or a presiding judge, you cannot also practice law. So we're in a position now where we are actively closing our practice. So I'll be sworn in on March 14th. We'll take a couple more weeks just to be closing up everything here. And then my first day on the bench will be April 1st.
All right. Well, we will definitely want to wish you luck on that. Let's go ahead and we'll take our second break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up as we are speaking with Judge Melissa Buckman-Young this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.